Hi, this is Tori. Welcome to the Shatter Silence podcast, a production of HeardBelieveLoved.com. There's something about pain that can really cause dissension in your heart. It can make you doubt God's goodness and sovereignty. I've experienced my share of physical and emotional pain, as I'm sure many of you have. This past week, to my shock, I fell and broke bones in both of my feet. At first, I was in complete denial. There's no way this really happened, I thought to myself. This is just too ridiculous. But as the pain got worse and I saw a doctor about my injuries, my disbelief turned quickly to anger. Why did this have to happen? Why am I such a klutz? How am I supposed to take care of my child when I can't even walk? And then as the day wore on, my anger turned to depression. I just laid in bed and wept, completely overwhelmed. Anxiety dominated my heart, making me fearful of the future and feeling weak and helpless. But God saw me in that despair and fear. I was uplifted in prayer by friends and family alike. I was offered help with childcare and advice on how to proceed with our current living situation. Even when things really didn't change, I felt a sense of peace that somehow, even this momentary pain would be used for God's glory. As I considered my broken bones, I was reminded of a story I heard a long time ago. It is said that when a shepherd has a sheep that won't keep wandering off and putting itself in danger, sometimes the shepherd breaks the sheep's legs, not to cause it pain, but to make it dependent on the shepherd. And in his mercy, the shepherd carries the sheep on his shoulders until the sheep's legs are mended. Then it is said the sheep will be more faithful to the shepherd and stay close because it trusts the shepherd much more than before. I feel like the Lord uses much of our brokenness, our pain, and our hurt as a way to draw us closer to himself. Because we live in a broken and sinful world, there are times when we'll be wounded. We experience abuse, neglect, addiction, and anxiety. God's not a quick enough fix, so we try to fix ourselves with food or drugs or love or entertainment or busyness. And the more we try to fix ourselves, the farther away we are from the good shepherd that just wants us to rest in him and let us be carried by him. I am not denying that pain is unpleasant. It can be agonizing to go through trauma, to struggle with obsessive and compulsive behaviors, to have no control of your breathing during a panic attack, or to relive your worst nightmares through uninvited flashbacks. But I want you to know that God sees you in your deepest hurt. He knows you inside and out and longs to carry you close to himself. In John 10:14-15, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep." Jesus would do anything for you. In fact, he has already made the greatest sacrifice of all by laying his life down for you. All he asks is that you believe him, that he sees you and loves you as you are. Psalm 56:8 says, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." No tear goes unnoticed. Not one second of pain is ignored. You are seen and heard, my friend. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Yes, my ankle and my toe are still broken. Yes, I'm still trying to figure out how to manage my new normal. But I know the Lord will lead me through the season of pain, just as he led me through countless others. He is my good shepherd, and I am the sheep that will stay close to his side in trust. Thank you.